What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
I've spoken to him probably a dozen times over the last few years, and he didn't have any attachment to that house, understanding what the condition was.
Mr. October's childhood home could be gone by the end of April. I'm Brian Seltzer, along with Sabrina Boyd-Serka. We are filling in for Matt Leon this week on The Week in Philly. As promised, KYW News Radio's Mike DiNardo is back. Now, Mike is, of course, our transportation and education reporter by day. But by day, night, all hours and minutes in between, he is a tried-and-true baseball fan. So, Mike, should we first of all assume that the entire audience in the year 2025 knows who Mr. October is? Do we need to give some context to that moniker here?
That's what we're here for, Brian. Younger fans might remember Derek Jeter as Mr. November, but now we're talking about Reggie Jackson, Mr. October. Those of us of a certain age certainly remember him because of his postseason success, you know, leading the Oakland A's to three consecutive World Series championships in the 70s, and then Yankees titles in 77 and 78. He was inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame in 1993.
And of course, made a memorable cameo in the movie Richie Rich. But on top of that, Reggie Jackson, he's from Cheltenham, just north of the city, about 10 miles outside of Center City. And there's been talk of demolishing his childhood home in Wincote for a few years, but it sounds like now it's actually going to happen, Mike?
Yeah, it is. We talked with Matt Siegel, one of the managing partners of Greenwood Avenue LLC. That's the entity that now owns the property, 149 Greenwood Avenue. Siegel also runs iThrive, which is a co-working company. Now, demolition of that building had been discussed for years. The property itself, as you know, is run down. It's not much to look at.
There is no history left of Reggie's childhood in the home. It was renovated in the 1970s to make it an insurance agency. And at that time, they took everything out.
Last summer, Cheltenham gave the green light for it to be torn down. I mean, no one stepped forward to try to relocate it or fix it up. So it's going to be torn down. Siegel says starting Monday, April 28th, demolition will begin. And ultimately, it will become a parking lot for the iThrive office and a gym next door.
In the history of the house, Mike, it was more than just a home for Reggie Jackson, right?
Reggie, 78 now, but when he lived there as a child in the 1950s and 60s, his father ran a tailor shop there. That building has been sitting vacant for 40 years.
So, Mike, I'm actually from Cheltenham, and I just remember growing up there, not only myself, but other people always seemed to speak with such pride about being from the same place that Reggie Jackson was from, but also in reading more about his history in Cheltenham, it doesn't seem like the feelings were mutual, that ever since he graduated from Cheltenham High School in the 1960s, he just never felt a strong connection to speak much about being from Cheltenham or Philly, or even really coming back to this area.
Yeah, we can say this. Siegel said that he talked to Reggie about a dozen times over the years during this process of acquiring the house and his plans for it. And Siegel said Reggie really didn't have any attachment to that house.
I would say any thoughts we had about keeping it went by the wayside after speaking with Reggie.
Reggie knew the condition of the house. Overall, he, Reggie, is not shedding any tears over this demolition.
You mentioned there's nothing there now to note what the historical significance of the building and house is. Is that going to change once it's torn down? Any talks about doing something to commemorate the site?
Absolutely. And those of us baseball fans who want to drive by and know where Reggie Jackson grew up, ultimately there will be a marker there. Siegel said there's going to be a low wall built in front of the parking lot, and he's working with the Historical Commission in Cheltenham to put a marker on the wall to designate it as the childhood home of Reggie Jackson.
Okay, before letting you go, Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot. Where would you rank Reggie Jackson among those players to claim the Philadelphia area, and that includes South Jersey and the Philly suburbs, baseball players to come out of this area?
So we're including Vineland's Don Money and Cherry Hill East's Oral Hershiser?
I'll allow it.
Well, I still have to say Reggie right now, and not only does he have more home runs than Mike Trout, 563 versus 381 for Trout, but also because of his postseason record. Although, if Trout can stay on the field, don't be surprised, Brian, if I change my mind in a few years.
All right, we'll just have to circle back on that in a few years. The ultimate utility contributor here on The Week in Philly, KYW News Radio's Mike DiNardo. Mike, appreciate it.
You bet. Happy to do it.
The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.